It is time for us right now to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Great to have with us right now Sarah Burton, who is a junior over at Highland High School in Riverside, and she is having an outstanding junior season for her Highland Huskies volleyball team, which includes a very nice performance in their win in the first round in Class 1A Region 7 on Monday night. Sarah, 16 kills for you, and you mixed in 10 digs as well. You had an impact in a lot of areas in the game. From the offensive side, though, how much do you feel like that's probably as good as you've been this year?
Yeah, definitely one of my better games. I think we're mixing well as a team, and the setters are starting to get a little bit more consistent with their sets, which has helped a lot. Like, it's helped me and it's helped the middle, so that's good. We're constantly improving, and I think they're finally realizing, like, hey, I can do this, like, every day, and that's helped me as a hitter, like, with the ball and how it's placed on the net and where I want it, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you guys are in a really nice groove. You've won 5 of your last 8 matches. What do you feel like was maybe kind of a turning point?
I think we struggled with trusting each other on the court and, like, knowing where we're supposed to be at all times, like, wherever the ball's at across the net. And I think we're finally trusting each other and playing more as a team.
Sarah Burton with us, Highland Huskies volleyball junior and our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. You've had a busy season for Highland Volleyball, leading the team in kills and I think also in digs. So you have to play as much of a role in the back row as you do in the front. How much did you prioritize when you became a volleyball player at Highland, your versatility?
I came into it not expecting, like, the big, like, role as a leader and as someone playing all the way around. I didn't expect it to be that big of, like, a weight on my shoulders, but it has been, like, even from my freshman year to junior year playing all the way around, like, it's become more I've become more comfortable with it, which has helped a lot, and, like, their girls have been really good with it as well. But I don't know, I feel like because I'm on the court all the time, I'm, like, one of the leaders because I can see different things from the back row. I see, like, the block in the front row, and from the front row I can see everything that the back row players are doing, so I think that's helped.
What's the one thing, if you maybe had to boil it down to one thing, you would say you enjoy most about getting to play volleyball and even specifically getting to play at Highland?
It's definitely the atmosphere and, like, the court. We're just, like, a good group of girls, and finally learning to, like, play together and play as a team has been one of the most beneficial things to us. And we're just, like, out there enjoying having fun. Tri-County first round regionals was definitely the most fun that we've had all year.
Sarah Burton with us, Highland Huskies junior. She's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Highland in the Class 1A Region 7 quarterfinals, going to be taking on a very good Central City team Wednesday evening. How much do you feel like, you know, throw the records out, you guys are in a place where you can go out and be able to win that and maybe do some damage next week as well?
Wednesday, I think that practices have helped, and we're focusing, now that JV, fresh off, are gone, we're focusing mainly on how we can, like, critique each other on each play, different things. We're pretty confident, looking forward to playing Springville on Monday. That's going to be an eye-opener for us, and that's what we're hopefully looking for next year.
Well, we certainly hope you guys are able to keep it rolling, because it's been fun the last week or two to see what Highland Huskies volleyball has become. Last thing I wanted to ask you, Sarah, is that the sponsor of Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is our medicine." Obviously, there's a lot of different ways you have to move around on the court, but what are some of the ways people maybe don't realize that you end up having to use movement to make you the best possible player you can be?
I don't think people realize that movement, like, on the court, you're constantly moving. I don't think they, like, take into terms of how much you are moving on the court and how much, like, work it is. Yeah, it may look easy, but, like, we're constantly moving on the court, and that's something that's, like, key, like, conditioning, stretching, all these things before games that, like, gets us to where, on our toes, to where we need to be when we play the game of volleyball.
Well, it's been working for you guys here of late, and like I said, I hope that continues for the team and for you individually, Sarah. Congratulations on a really great performance to start the playoffs, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And that is Sarah Burton, Jr., who's a member of the Highland Huskies volleyball team and our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.